How are them salt and nuts?
I have no idea how much I love salt and nuts in my
making
mouth.
Making sure I'm in the right.
Was that too much?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maud Garrett, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to be sipping booze and spitting news.
Mm-hmm. And we are going to do that with Tom White Wine Mandango Krajewski.
Ladies,
hi.
How you doing?
Oh, hey.
Hi. I kind of love how this podcast progresses. We get more and more like radio DJ at the top of the show.
How you doing out there, listeners?
Hey. How is everyone? Are we skating in the general direction?
In all seriousness, I've missed you guys. We haven't seen each other for a second. Yeah.
Hi.
It's been a while.
I tell you the most exciting thing that happened to me over the last 2 weeks since I've seen you guys?
Yeah. So, I'd like to hear all the exciting things, but the most.
So there's this band that I've been... what did you say?
I'd like to hear all the exciting things. Oh. Apparently, you have the most exciting thing. Lucky if I have one tiny exciting thing happen.
So I have to preface this with, like, when I was in my 20s, basically all I did was date musicians. Yay.
Same.
Yeah.
But so I went to...
How'd that work out?
I just went to concert after concert after concert, and I kind of got burned out of seeing live music.
Oh my God, I know that gig life very well.
Yeah. And now I'm at the point where it's like, if I go see live music, I'm seeing like legacy bands. Like I saw, Paul Simon at the Hollywood Bowl. You know, like I see like Bon Jovi. But over the last year, because of like our music apps now, how they'll be like, you like this kind of music, so we're going to suggest this song to you.
I have discovered
this band called Mariana's Trench that they are a Canadian
band. Is
that a band
for a vagina?
Well, no, it's like a real place in the world.
Oh. Wow, my jeez.
Mariana's Trench?
Yes.
First place my mind went. Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
it's an actual geographical location slash a Canadian band.
Today Island.
Yeah, there you go. And I've just kind of like been listening to their, you know how like you have your band station or your band station in these apps. And so I've just been listening to it like nonstop. Like Tom.
I was going to say.
You've heard a lot of them in my car.
What kind of music is it?
It's like pop rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Anyway, I was in New York last week.
Like Radioactive Dragons?
Yes, like I can't believe you remember that name.
I will never forget it. That was beautiful.
I'm such an old person.
No.
I was in New York last week and they were playing a show and it was completely sold out, but I was like, I really want to go see these guys live. And my buddy, who's a radio DJ on Sirius XM, he managed to get us tickets.
Yes.
And so I went, not only did I go to the show, but I went to the show and we were VIP. And it was like the most fun I've had at a live show in so long. These guys are so fucking good live. Aww. Like just so enjoyable. And then I got to meet the band afterwards and I was like trying to be cool. And in my head, I was like, I was so fangirling out.
Really?
But I was like, it's been so long since I felt that excited about something. I was like, you guys are just really good, and I really like seeing you live, and this is amazing.
Except because,
I used to date musicians in my 20s. Hint, hint.
No.
Well, you're out of retirement.
Now I'm like, I grew up. Yeah.
You're out of retirement.
Yeah.
You dipped back in.
Oh, I dipped back in?
Yeah.
Into the music scene.
You'd retired.
Well, I'm not dating them.
You will soon enough.
But it comes with
that. Well, no. Andy. Oh, sorry.
Aww. Yeah.
Just kidding.
What were you going to say?
But, yeah.
It's that thing where it's like, you know, that was a phase and then you kind of, you know, put it to bed in every sense.
Well.
And then you move on and then, you know, I feel like, you know, you mature as a person or you go through different phases.
I think it's different now, though, because it's like these guys, I'm actually a huge fan of their music. Like, I actually think they're all just really, really fucking talented. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
In my 20s, it probably had more to do with the fact that they were just kind of like hot and sexy.
And the music wasn't great.
Well, I could give and take with the music. Does that make sense?
The world needs more women like you, Allison.
Not to the band dating Maud, it doesn't. The music was always great. I was their biggest fan. Truly yours.
Anyway, this is just my little plug because I think everyone should listen to this band.
Okay.
Look them up.
I will never forget the name of it. Mariana's Trench.
Yeah.
Every
Which
time,
is not a euphemism for a vagina.
If I meet any Mariana, I'll be like, I heard
your Trench
is the best singer and is so good live. I'm so inappropriate.
Totally.
I don't mean to be.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So how are you guys?
I'm having a sore tooth issue.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why are you having that?
Because I've only
that
got...
sounds less, way less exciting than me seeing a band
you
I'm obsessed
asked
with.
The question.
Yeah.
A sore tooth.
Yeah, I got my bottom wisdom teeth taken out, but not my top ones. And so my dentist is now saying to me, a different dentist, I had to change.
I was going to say, when did you get the bottom ones taken out?
Right when I was finishing up at SourceFed Nerd, trying to get that sweet, sweet free healthcare.
Oh, I see. So this is a few years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now what's happened is when your teeth have nothing to impact upon, they will run rogue.
Yes.
And so now they're growing lower and they're like having a party back in that top part of my mouth. And they're not only compacting my other teeth next to it, but now they're getting in my gum.
Yeah.
But the problem is, when I got my wisdom teeth taken out, that was single-handedly probably the worst experience of my life.
Really?
I want you to picture not going under.
I didn't go under when I had mine pulled.
A local anesthetic.
Yeah.
The dentist, I'm pretty sure at one stage, had his leg up on the chair because he was yanking so hard.
Oh, my
gosh. I've heard so many stories like that.
And my head is flying around and getting whipped trying to yank it out.
He didn't try to break it first? Yeah. My teeth, he broke them and then pulled out the pieces, which apparently is way less traumatizing.
Well, he pulled out the saw and the little buzz saw.
No.
So I am listening to my tooth get sawn in half and I'm tasting the tooth shavings as they fly in the back of my
throat.
What's
that taste like? Teeth shavings, by the way.
Like absolute hell. It was so bad. It was so traumatic. And then I got, what's the thing you're not supposed to get? Dry socket.
Oh, dry socket.
I got dry socket as
what's
well.
What's that do?
So basically, when you have your wisdom teeth out, there's a giant old hole in there that basically opens, there's an open hole to a nerve, a very sensitive nerve.
Yeah.
And the blood needs to clot to, so you don't get that open nerve happening. Yeah. So you I talk with my hands. So you're not supposed to, swish around and spit out food. You have to allow the clotting to happen. I was doing everything by the book, I will have you know, but it still happened on this side. And they put me on some hard, fierce drugs that I didn't want to take. So I was like flying for about 3 days.
Oh,
So that was the worst pain ever. And I don't want to
you can
do that
birth,
again.
Wait till you give birth, Jesus.
I assume that's painful.
You can go to...
I've heard things.
Yeah. We'll talk after the show. You can go to my dude. He'll handle it way better.
That's good.
Yeah. You poor thing.
I know.
You poor, poor thing.
I am traumatized.
I'm sorry. Tom, do you have any updates for us?
Updates?
Yeah.
About what?
Your life.
Oh, my life.
Because we haven't seen you.
Went to New York City.
You did go to New York City. We realized we totally forgot.
Hold on. I was there last weekend. Were you there last weekend?
I was there.
I flew back on Monday. Wait, what? What is wrong with all of us? We're all in New York.
For the record, I never pay attention to anything you guys tell me about your personal lives. But
I was
you guys
John
would.
Wick.
Oh my gosh.
I was interviewing Keanu Reeves. I was in and out in 24 hours.
Wow.
There it is. Yeah.
That sounds really awesome.
We were all in New York.
That's hilarious.
I was in Midtown Manhattan, so near the Empire State Building.
I was in the financial district.
Well, I don't know where that is.
Exactly.
That's down south.
And you were...
I was in...
I was staying
with Andy. Yeah.
I had like the best time there. I didn't realize it. Because I'd never really hung out in the city before. But I went for work, so they paid for me in this... Put me up in this amazing hotel, the Kimpton, whatever that means. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then, just so many cool bars. And the producer gave me her credit card to go out one night and take the writers out. So we spent like $500 on dinner.
It feels like Tom has never had a nice night in his life.
He's like... Guys, I don't have your exciting lives.
This is exciting.
It's exciting for me, yeah. And so I just spent your money all night.
That's always exciting when you get to spend someone else's money.
Oh, yeah.
There used to be times when I was at G4 and... G4 would have to give me per diem whenever they traveled me.
Yeah.
But sometimes the job I was going out for would also give you per diem, and then you got double per diem, and you were like, I'm eating real well tonight.
Yeah. I'm getting the lobster and a bottle of champagne.
There were times when they would send me to New York, and I'd hit up my brother. I'd be like, Greg, come meet me at the Four Seasons. We're getting a good dinner. And he's like, all right.
Now I have a taste of how you guys live when you work.
That's actually,
I should do this more often.
It sounds really great. We stay in 5-star hotels and get money for food.
It does.
But it's probably the most lonely I ever feel.
Yeah.
Really?
It's so true.
Yeah.
But not when you're in a big city where you're
around
people.
No, totally when you're in a big city.
Really?
Yeah.
I love being alone.
Imagine checking into a really amazing hotel and having it all.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then you just go from hotel to hotel and you're like, okay, cool. Nothing has made me feel more on my own than this.
Yeah, okay. I think I've
stayed at the one place so much and I've looked so sad that they've just started leaving a tiny little violin for me so I can play it when I get there.
That Miss Garrett's checking in. Stack a room with 5 tissue boxes for all the crying.
But I'm super grateful. obviously it's amazing. Like, yeah, there is, it's fantastic and it's yes. ridiculous to complain.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's a very cool lifestyle for sure.
It is. And aside from that, I just want to say another update. We introduced Maud to Funyuns last week.
Oh, I did.
And you now, that's all you crave. You come into the studio and all you want is Funyuns.
I don't hate them at all.
No, they're great.
They shouldn't be. How did they're the most ridiculous thing ever.
How did you describe them, Tom? You were like, they're like fake onion rings. Or
they are basically
like that.
Fake onion rings, right?
Funny. Well, I miss burger rings. Burger rings in Australia are the
burger rings.
Burger rings, yeah.
Like beef rings?
Like it's made
No. No, I don't really know how to explain it, but they're like, they're so good, guys, that seasoning or whatever it is on it, but you can Google it. It's a burger ring.
I'll look it up. I don't, you guys
and
what
is it made out of? Well. It's like a Funyun, but
Cheezels sounds like something they eat in Harry Potter.
Get
back, these are Australia's best chippies.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Burger rings.
Oh, so good.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh, those do look good.
It's a Funyun, but it tastes like a burger?
No, it doesn't really taste like a burger.
It's like a burger seasoning.
I don't really understand what it is. I'm not sure that any burger has been near it.
Now you need to bring us a bag because we introduced you to Funyuns. You need to get us a bag of burger rings.
Burger rings are so good.
Yeah, they look amazing.
Your voice went to like a new octave on that.
I said I'm hungry.
Oh my god.
All right, good catch ups, everyone.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go straight into some emails because we have a lot of emails to catch up on. So and this one is very fitting for what I'm gonna say after it. This email was sent a few weeks ago. It's from it's entitled Shameless Plug Episode.
Oh yeah.
Sweet.
Yes. It is from Tim. He says hello 4-H crew.
Hi Tim.
G'day Tim.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, hello, Tim.
That's fair. That's fair. I can't even be mad at that.
And he says, thanks again for keeping me entertained every week with your great stories, silly antics, and life lessons. I had an idea for a show, and I thought I might pass it along. Ooh. Working in the creative arts can be a tough life without the support of friends and fans. Uh-huh. I'm guessing the three of you and the podcat have plenty of friends working on projects like independent film, TV, and web shows, theater, software, video games, art, and writing.
This is true.
Would you consider doing an episode where you tell us about your amazing friends and how we can support their work?
Oh.
Even if it's just extra page hits, a few extra tickets sold, or an extra fake internet point on a friend's Instagram page, I'll bet the HHHH fans could show a heck of a lot of love.
Oh, Tim.
Thanks again, Tim, and in parentheses, the tarantula hawk wasp guy.
Oh, okay, that's not okay. But you've slightly redeemed yourself.
We'll have to explain.
Tim, this is so fitting because I'm about to plug a project. Yes. That we want all of the half hour happy hour fans to get behind.
I love that we should really be supporting our friends, but we actually have a lot of stuff ourselves.
Yeah, we can support ourselves first.
We got our own bills.
I am so bad at plugging my own stuff.
Yeah.
I'm terrible.
Are you really?
Guess what?
Terrible.
This is going to be the episode you're going to do it, Maud.
All right.
Here we go. Are you ready?
First. Totally
okay. Ready. So a lot of people might have noticed that on social media over the last few days, I have been touting a project that me and two of my girlfriends are working on. It is entitled Heart Baby Eggplant. Heart Baby Eggplant. Just think of the emojis.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Just think of the emojis. It is a web series that we have created starring the three of us. It is it's basically like a more modern, more diverse Sex in the City.
I love it already.
Cool.
Yes. And it's about three women who are all good friends, but they all live very, very different lives and they're all in very different points in their relationship. I am playing a woman who has always been in train wreck relationships, but now I finally have a perfect boyfriend and I literally do not know how to handle it.
Nice, yeah.
Nice.
Laura Ortiz, who you may know from like the horror film world, and she was also on this great show called Holliston. She is the woman who is happily married and very, very pregnant, but refuses to not go out with her friends because she still wants to be super fun and she wants to pretend that she's not pregnant. She's going to be fun mom, you know? And then Rati Gupta, who was our Drunksmiths guest this past year. She was on The Big Bang Theory. She is the woman who is like happy to be single and just loves like having sex with whoever she wants to have sex with because that's her life.
Eggplant.
She's eggplant. There you go. Hence the name, eggplant. Heart Baby Eggplant. Anyway, we have launched a crowdfunding campaign to get this show off the ground. I'm sure by this point I've posted it on all of my social media sites, but it's at a website called seedandspark.com. So if you go to seedandspark.com/heartbabyeggplant, I think that's going to be the URL. It technically hasn't been created by the time I'm recording this, but it'll be something like that. Look on the socials. If you guys can contribute any money to the project.
What's the goal?
The ultimate goal.
What are we getting at?
So right now we want to raise 20K
easily, nice. Doable.
But we have stretch goals because if we hit more stretch goals, we can do more episodes. And we
stretch
have
stretch goals are like stretch pants.
Ooh, we like to wear them on the couch.
Yes. What,
okay. Cool. What is it? What is the? What does that mean?
A stretch pant for the baby.
Oh.
It keeps growing.
Keeps growing.
Keeps growing. Yep.
But what I want to talk about on, because we are offering a lot of cool and very unique perks, I think, when a lot of people do these crowdfunding things, they're very basic perks. We have some unique ones. One of my favorite being that you can actually come to a recording of the Half Hour Happy Hour Woo! Ladies Night.
So if that person's you, I would be looking you in the eyes right
yes,
now.
Yes, totally.
When
yeah.
I do this face.
You would get
not
to come.
Terrifying at all.
Yeah, Maude, we want them to come. We don't want to just scare
hey,
them away.
That could be someone's just, kink. You don't know.
Yeah, very true. Very true. But yes. if you contribute at the $500 or more level, you can actually come to the studio, yeah. sit in on us, have a drink with us while we
Funyuns.
Record. You can eat Maude's Funyuns.
Eat some burger rings.
Oh, and burger rings.
That's mine.
You can meet Aristotle the podcast. We will take pictures with you. We will yeah. chat with you. Yeah. I have to thank both Maude and Tom for agreeing to do that.
Of course. I had no choice.
You always have
yeah,
a choice. But yes, that would be awesome. We always love to meet more of you guys anyway. So
yeah,
if you're
cool.
able to contribute at that level, you
Support
can come to a recording.
A good thing.
Yeah, and I don't That's think cool. we have ever in the history of this podcast had a fan come in and just watch us record. Like we've done the live shows,
right.
but not private.
Not
like
intimate,
this.
Like
yeah, setting, exactly. Yeah.
Exclusive. This is money can't buy, but it can
yeah.
today.
Yeah, exactly. And I should probably say we'll let you bring a friend too. It's not like you have to show up by yourself and be weird and scary.
Yeah,
but yeah, you can bring a friend.
But if you don't have a friend,
we'll
be
your
friend.
Friend. There you go. So yeah, if you can check it out and support us getting this the little web series that could off the ground. And you know, it's created by women, it's starring women, but it also is very much for men as well, because it's
cool.
we believe quite funny and talks about relationships that all people
totally.
Need to or
There's
want
a
to
variety.
Know about.
Yeah. I feel like Sex and the City is like, oh, how do I have a successful relationship with seven-figure incomes?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is more like down to earth and like what we deal with in real life.
Like
she had a walk-in wardrobe in New York.
I know. It's like, what?
And wrote a column a week. Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone can relate to that.
And like constantly bought $800 shoes.
I don't have one.
No.
pair of shoes that are even in the $200 range.
I have one pair of shoes that cost $1,000. I did not. I got a gift card to this place, so I did not actually spend $1,000. I mean, I still spent quite a large chunk, but it wasn't the whole thousand. And I tell you, I wear them maybe twice a year because they are so expensive that I'm like, I don't want to ruin them. So they just sit in my closet. I'm like, this is pointless. And I should never own things like this ever again.
A pair of shoes is like a car. As soon as you walk in them and as soon as you drive out the lot, it depreciates in value completely. You know, you fall over, someone drunkenly steps on your shoe. That's like an $800 mistake that they've just made.
Yep. Or you spill a glass of wine on it and it just soaks into the seams.
I am totally okay with spending next to nothing on clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings me back to my thing I want to plug.
Ooh, how about we plug that after this break, perhaps.
Oh,
let's leave them guessing.
Okay. Buzzkill Tom.
Sorry. No, come here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, now you can plug on.
Okay, cool.
Tom will let you plug now.
You may plug away. Mom.
I am actually someone that runs two companies because that's just the kind of person I am. I don't have ideas. I do them.
That's awesome.
Ooh. It's not great.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, it's kind of cool because a lot of people are talkers. I'm a doer. And I'm very busy because of it. But one of the companies is called Geek Bomb. It's all about explosive entertainment, unleashing your inner geek.
Love
and
it.
I do a different show, which is like a podcast, but it's the Smodcast.
No, that's amazing.
But it's a video.
If I had a name like yours, I would do that as well.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I do a bunch of stuff on there, but there is a Patreon for that one. So there's different tiers. The more you pay, the more you get out of it.
Yeah. Like life.
I actually grant you more life. Yeah. Ooh, so someone actually paid some money and I was like, cool, congratulations, you got an extra 3 years life expectancy.
Get a one-up.
Like,
up,
that,
yeah.
like that not good Justin Timberlake movie.
Oh,
is that the thing where they're
in
like,
time?
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually watched it too because I was curious.
Oh, I never saw it, so I assumed it was not.
That's
good.
A plane movie right there. That is a plane movie.
Yeah, plane movie.
And the other company I have is a clothing line and it's called Shop What?
And it's so cool.
What? Yeah. It is fantastic, but it's locally made in Los Angeles, in Huntington Beach. It's quality. It's very well. It's durable. It won't fall apart. It looks insane. It's nice and nice.
I thought you said it's durable. It won't fall apart. It's and durable. Then my brain went, what? And then I was like, oh, durable. Durable. That's what she said.
I say soft D's.
Yeah.
Durable. Honey, dew.
I think it's important to point out, Valley. It's shop what, but what is W-H-U-T?
It stands for we have unlimited talent.
Yes, we do, bitches.
Yeah.
You thought we had limited talent.
No.
It's unlimited.
But we do.
And it's cool as shit.
Thank you. I love it. You modeled for the campaign.
I did model. Yeah. I got my what dress too. I love it with my little hoodie.
Yes, that's right.
It's super cute.
That's cool.
So yeah, we do streetwear, swimwear for guys and girls, gym clothes too. So check out shopwhat.com.
Would you help me kind of find clothes on that site that would look good on me? Because I can't dress myself.
They're very loud, these clothes.
Yeah, very loud.
They're very
expressive. So you're
expressive.
Saying Tom would not look good in your clothes.
No, Tom.
Tom has to be wearing.
Tom, you would look too good is
too good.
The problem. You would look too good.
I can definitely see you in a What Webs tee for sure.
Oh, What Webs. Hey, I'll take it, man.
What Webs. Yeah. What Webs?
Just real quick, I also have a Patreon. Yes. Patreon?
You don't even know what it's called. I really
have one.
I really wanted to back you on that joke. Oh, but you
it's for my bar tab. Somebody give me money for my bar. Yeah, no.
It should be a Patreon.
Patreon.
A Bartreon? That's a great. Oh God. Someone needs
Patron.
To start that.
Patronin.
Someone.
Isn't Patron a drink?
Yeah.
Patronon.
Patronon.
Patreon. Patreon. No, whatever.
But man.
Someone just send me money from. I can go drink it every night.
I do the same thing where it sounds so good in your head, and you try and say it, and you're like, oh, I've just. It's like I've fallen into the tar, and then now I've got feathers all over me. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've
Welcome
got feathers
to my
all over me.
We got another email.
Another email.
Hell yeah.
We got a few emails from people. Remember when we talked about the unisex bathrooms and people were like, I don't understand. Men were also like, this happens to us quite frequently too. So I'm glad.
I remember when someone found shit on a seat.
Oh my God.
You don't leave that.
No.
I almost spit my water out.
You did. There was almost a literal spit take over there. So this email is entitled, Who's Got Two Thumbs and Locks the Bathroom Door?
This guy. Yep.
This is from Jeremiah. He says, Hey, Quad H crew, longtime listener, first time emailer.
Hi, Jeremiah.
What's up? Firstly, Maud, you are an awesome addition. Not addition. Sorry. Addition, not addition.
Yeah.
Yes, got it.
Addition.
To the show. Thank you for your quick wit, cool accent, and for not owning a Tesla and telling us about it every week.
You are very welcome, Gerald.
Poor Alex.
My Hyundai is doing very well, though.
Nice.
Okay.
He says, after listening to Allison rant on guys for not locking the single-person bathroom, I had to write in and say, as a card-carrying member of the male population, I always lock the door.
Yes.
In fact, I prefer the privacy of the single-person bathroom to the prison gen pop of multi-person restrooms. I always feel like every movement, no pun intended, is amplified.
Pun definitely.
I love the puns.
Always intend your puns. Always intend them.
He says, I always feel like every movement is amplified 10 times louder in multi-person restrooms.
For sure.
And don't even get me started on the men's room troughs.
I hate those so much.
And then he says, angrily shakes fist at Fenway Park's bathrooms.
Yes. Oh my God, he's a Boston guy.
There you go.
Sweet.
Anyway, thanks for keeping me laughing during my Monday commutes. You ladies and guy and podcat rock. Regards, Jerry from Boston.
Jerry.
He goes by Jerry. It's short for Jeremiah.
That's cool.
That was a wicked awesome email, Jerry. Go to the packy. Get
wicked
me six,
awesome.
Six, yeah.
I'm so excited. I have a wedding to go to in Boston at the end of June, and I haven't been back to Boston in years and years and years, and I'm so excited to I'm going to go visit BC.
Oh, it's going
to
be warm as well, huh?
Yeah, as warm as Boston gets.
In June, it might be a little humid.
A little schmitzy.
Summer humidity.
A little.
I don't think I've ever been to Boston. I've never been.
You've never been to Boston.
You'd love it. They would love you.
It's a great city.
I don't know.
It's kind of like San Francisco.
Tom, they always love me. How dare you?
I just, you didn't want to get your hopes up. Just
it's got a similar vibe to San Francisco, I think.
Okay. Does it really think?
I thought it was more like Chicago.
In terms of like the people who are like the But Boston's a much older city, so it has that.
Okay.
You know, like you walk around and you're like, oh, right, the American Revolution actually took place here.
The Paul Revere is right.
That's where you've lost me.
You're like, what was that?
My.
So we used to be owned by England, much like Australia.
We're still owned by England.
You are.
We're still owned. We're still under the monarchy. There's a royal baby, and I'm like, am I supposed to care?
I know. By the way, I feel like Meghan Markle got pregnant like 3 months
ago. Super quickly. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know what you mean. Yeah,
I was like, wasn't the royal wedding like 6 months ago?
I don't know. Let's ask Tiffany.
Yeah, I don't know. But
she's playing. Our friend Tiffany Smith is playing Meghan Markle in a new upcoming Lifetime.
Or Meghan?
Really?
Meghan.
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 She also said
in America, it's Meghan. I noticed her husband, who's British, say Meghan, and I was like, oh bless, he has to say that. 100% that name is Meghan everywhere else.
Anyway, we will give you tip books on how to no longer be owned by England.
Yeah, have you ever had like a tea party? The Boston Tea Party. That's how we did it. We just threw tea off a boat, and all of a sudden we were.
That is the
free.
Most offensive thing you could do to England as well.
A Sydney tea party. That's what you have
Sydney
to
do.
We wouldn't waste our tea. We like to sip it and spill it. What?
We like to spill the... Are you too... What does that mean?
I think that's another
what
thing
does that, mean?
That you
I don't invented. That
when you spill the tea, that's when you give the goss.
Give the goss? You mean gossip?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. So spill if there's a situation, it's like, did you hear about...
No,
did you hear about
spill
him
the beans.
And Jerry?
We say spill the beans.
Yeah. No.
No, we do.
Yeah. That is
have you seen the meme with Kermit the Frog in his Lipton?
Yeah, no. I didn't get it, though, I don't think.
I'm trying to tell you it.
Okay, but I saw... All right.
There you go.
So what is it?
When one tells an especially juicy piece of gossip.
Oh,
so basically, so I'll use our emailers, Tim and Jerry. It's like, did you hear about Tim and Jerry? I'ma spill the tea on them.
I've literally never heard this before.
No.
Yeah.
I'ma spill tea.
So we don't. Yeah, tea.
I had a friend text me today to thank me for teaching her what Stan meant. What Stan meant. Remember we talked about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I'm like learning all this lingo where I'm like, I've never heard any of this before.
Spill the tea.
Maude, you also said instead of aluminum earlier.
Aluminium.
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 That's what it is.
No,
it's not. No.
That's what it is.
It's just not that. It's just.
Aluminium.
Someone went to fight me. I was like, oh, today is a cheese toasty kind of day. And everyone's like,
what does that mean?
Don't you mean a grilled cheese? And I'm like, nah, man, it's a fucking toasty because I'm putting it in a toaster. I'm not putting it in a pan. It's a cheese toasty because you use toast in it. If I'm grilling cheese, there's just cheese. And I was like, I hate being told that I'm wrong when I'm just different. It is not a right and wrong scenario. It's just that we have different ways of doing things, which Americans will usually say is wrong because it's not your way. 6 years, bitches, I've been here and I'm sick of it.
I've never seen you this mad before. I'm kind of scared.
It took me about half of that rant to realize you meant a literal sandwich because I thought you were saying...
It's a toasty.
Yeah, but when you said it's a cheese toasty kind of day, I thought it was a phrase because we were talking about like sayings.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh no, you are actually talking about making a cheese toasty.
Allison, it's me. It's always food.
I'm now curious.
Like a sandwich press with cheese in it.
Yeah, no, I get that. But do you put the cheese in between the bread and then toast it? Or do you toast the bread and then put a piece of cheese in between?
Oh, it's right there.
Oh.
Oh, the great British cheese toasty. It's a toasty.
So what's the answer?
You get your toast. You obviously butter the outside of it. And you put the butter down on the...
So it's a grilled cheese.
Oh, so this is on a vertical toaster.
Ma, don't get mad at me.
No.
It's like a panini press.
Yeah.
Okay.
Press.
All right. Got it. I'm with you. This sounds delicious. Now I want one.
It's a grilled cheese here.
Thank you, Maude.
But it's a toasty when I say it out of my mouth.
Got it.
This Australian mouth.
You should just spit it out.
That's what I'm saying.
Toasty. Now it looks like you have like a mandible.
Like
keep putting this finger
that's
up to your
I'm
mouth.
That's why I'm so hungry. Freak me the toasty. There you go. Well, I did go on a rant there, didn't I?
You did. It's fine.
Maybe I've been holding that in for a little bit.
Rant away, girl. Do all the ranting you want. I actually want to, I just thought of this. I came across this week, and it was like a really cool thing that I had never thought of or heard of before. So do you guys know like when we search stuff online, like Podcat has been doing with cheese toasties. Thank you.
That looks so delicious.
So what happens is that we get brought up, we don't, the results aren't necessarily the most accurate results. They're the results that most people have searched for. Does that make sense?
And like clicked on when they actually found a link.
So, we actually get biased results every time we search for something.
Because people are shit and they don't actually know how to type a accurate thing?
Well, no, it's because, for example, if I said the phrase schoolgirl, what do you think pops up when you search that?
Naughty schoolgirl pictures?
Exactly. But why isn't it just a picture of a girl at school? Because that's what it should be, right? That's what I'm saying.
Girl, right.
So, but we don't realize that this is what we are getting. Okay.
Does
that
make sense? Everyone's a pervert.
Well, no. A different example would be like if you searched perfect hair day, something like that.
Yeah.
The vast majority of the results are white women with big flowing hair. But what if a black woman is searching for perfect hair day? So it's like, why aren't we getting an accurate depiction? It should be women of every race and creed and age. Does that make sense?
Wow. Perfect Hair Day is a brand from Proof.
Podcast brought up
Maybe I didn't mean
Google
to
search.
Like actually put up a brand, but you know, but that's what I mean. Like, why aren't we getting an accurate depiction?
The literal.
The literal thing. Mm-hmm. So this is what I found so cool, and this is why I had to bring it up.
Yeah.
You know the shampoo, this is accurate now that I just said Perfect Hair Day, the hair care line Pantene. Everyone knows
that, right? I use it every day.
You do?
No, I don't.
I was like, really?
Rachel Hunter the face of Pantene over here? Or was that just the luxury of Australia and New Zealand?
I don't know.
Because she would go, it won't hippen overnight, but it will hippen.
Hippen.
She's Kiwi. She's a Kiwi.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So anyway, they created a search engine algorithm.
Oh, this
is what Pantene did. Instead of having like regular commercial campaigns this year, they created a search engine algorithm. And it's called She Search Human Equalizer.
Nice.
So it's a Chrome extension that you can get, and you can turn it on whatever search engine you use, and it'll help you get accurate results. And why that's important is like if you search great engineers right now, it'll give you 10 men.
Yeah.
If you use this search engine algorithm, it'll give you, I think then 3 women actually appear in the top 10. But but most of the time when people are searching for engineers, they are only caring about the men. So it's stuff like this. It's like how to give us more accurate descriptions for what we are actually looking for. What's up?
A beauty product is trying to create unbiasedness.
Yes.
That's interesting.
You think they'd want to
That's their marketing ploy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's supposed to be like clearly beneficial for young girls because we're growing up in an age where it's like we realize that young women aren't being represented properly and we're trying to change that. So if you're interested in looking into this, you can go to shetransforms.us. Shetransforms.us. It's a Chrome extension. And I just thought it was really fascinating. I just like hadn't even thought about that. Like you watch this video and there's, I forget the word and I apologize for this, but whatever the Latino word for Asian is, if you search that, it gives you porn sites.
Oh dear.
Which, why would it do that?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like all you are doing is searching a very general word. So it's like, I was like, I never thought about any of this stuff. And so if you want to find unbiased things, you can go to shetransforms.
I'd like to just try it with a few basic things just to see the difference happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, to see not...
Well, you go to the website and they can show you that stuff, but I was doing it at home and I was like, this is really odd. And then it also kind of has that like Big Brother feeling where I'm like, people are like force feeding me what I see. Yeah. And that shouldn't be how it is.
I remember a story like that where... you know, they had to put block words in primary and high schools on the internet. This is when I went to, in primary school, the internet started coming out. And I remember the librarian saying, it's been really difficult because someone looked up, a kid went to type in country and forgot the O.
Oh.
And they were like, oh dear.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Yep. That stuck with me where it's like you can't, you can't spell anything wrong.
Yeah.
So like with this extension, when I finally actually type my name into the search engine, I'll finally get my stuff. That's all I ever search.
It's just your
my
name.
I want it to be accurate.
Well, what do you get now when you search your name?
Well, I'm the only real Tom Krajewski, so I still get me. I just want more of it.
There's not many Maude Garretts out there, and it's always the top three. Maude Garrett boyfriend, Maude Garrett age, Maude Garrett height.
Isn't there usually like when I type in a celebrity's name, if I do research, it says, it always comes
there
up, you know.
Yeah, look, Tom, you're totally
there.
Okay.
I am.
I love that you're listed as actor. I wanted to say child actor.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, usually like wealth is the other thing that shows up.
Yeah,
like
net worth. I'm like, I've sometimes clicked on that and been like, what is my net worth? Yeah. And I'm like, not even close.
And I think, I think feet have shown up in there too.
Tom Krajewski obituary.
What?
Let's click on that.
People are hoping, okay.
Oh my God, did you kill the real Tom Krajewski?
Oh my goodness.
From Union Bridge, Maryland in 2018. This is recent.
Thomas M. Krajewski. I'm Thomas
B. He was 71.
He was.
That could be me in the future traveling back in time.
Oh, wow.
You know,
wait, there's another one from Philadelphia, or is that the same one? No, this guy's from Wildwood, New Jersey.
Oh, there he is.
Look at this photo. That actually looks like old you. Tom, that picture could literally be you at age of 73.
He's probably related to me for all I know.
Wow, there's a lot of dead Tom Krajewskis.
It's an older person's name.
Oklahoma City.
It is an older person's name, isn't it?
Man.
I've got one of those. Maude. Oh, yeah. Older person.
Oh,
here we go.
Maude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Time to pick up Maude at the old folks' home.
Is she doing her knitting?
Nah, bitch, she's spilling tea.
She's spilling tea.
Maude, you are going to spill tea until you are like 95, I'm convinced.
No way. I'm actually the opposite. I hate drama. If someone's like trying to get a fix and they're like, did you hear about it? I'm like, nah, shush. Yeah. I don't. Go away.
Drama.
Do we have time for a quick story?
Yeah, I guess we do.
Or was that a story?
Sure,
I don't know.
That
was a story. We'll do another one.
How about this? Since Marvel has been in the news lately.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, I believe they have. They've been breaking all sorts of records.
Yeah.
Now, all right, guys, if you had to watch the same movie over and over for like 112 times, and you had to.
Okay. The Princess Bride.
Princess Bride?
Next.
Princess Bride.
I'd say Clue.
Clue.
Really?
Yeah, I love Clue.
Tight.
So much.
Oh,
100% the Princess Bride.
I'm trying to find the article.
I mean, should we have a brief discussion about Endgame since we actually haven't been together since we've all seen it?
I found the story.
Okay, good. Go.
Okay. Right, so Captain Marvel fan breaks record after watching film 116 times.
Has it even been in the theater 116 days?
Well, he didn't watch it just one per day.
Tom.
But so he went multiple times a day? Yes.
Geek Bomb reported on this.
That's where I get my news, bitches.
How long ago? On the 24th of April.
Oh. Excuse me, what? A week or two ago?
Geekbum on Instagram said a Wisconsin man saw Captain Marvel 116 times. How is that even possible? What's the most you've ever seen one movie, and what movie was it? And some people here are saying Iron Man 4 times in the theater.
What?
Dark Knight 17 times. Titanic.
17 times?
Titanic says break Sarella 78 times over the course of 1997 to 1999. Never again.
Never again.
Wow.
Never again. I want to make a brief comment about Endgame. I mean, I know.
Oh yeah, I was.
Spoiler alerts coming up if you haven't seen it by this point. But if you haven't seen it by this point, you probably don't care about spoiler alerts.
Yeah.
I had some time travel issues with it, fine, as there's always going to be, but I'm curious about the fact, did you guys feel like an Infinity War when Thanos is like, I'm going to collect all the Infinity Stones and then I'm going to like get rid of half of all living life with a snap of my fingers? To me, that was a metaphor as to how quickly he'd be able to do it.
No, so he physically snapped.
No, I know he physically snapped, but it was still more of a like a thing. He was like, that was his thing. So when they in Endgame, when they have to still snap after they, I was like, what sort of bullshit universal law is it that to use the Infinity Stones, you have to snap?
I'm like, what happens
if you clap your hands or like roll your fingers on a table? I was like, that is such a ridiculous. I just felt like if you had the Infinity Stones, you just had to will something into being and it would happen. Yeah. It didn't need you to snap your fingers like a fucking magician.
Yeah, what if you're like an alien that doesn't have fingers?
Yes,
right. What would you do? Like click your teeth?
Like Groot? Groot could not snap.
Yeah, he's made of wood.
Yeah.
Wood don't snap?
Yeah.
Probably.
What would wood do?
It does wood.
I don't know.
Knock on wood?
Oh. He could just knock on himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was the one thing when I left.
Did you make
I was
that
like,
noise?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's his mouth.
I'm like Mr. Sound Effects over here.
Ooh.
That one doesn't come across. I can't do it. That's not bad.
Hey.
Anyway, that was the thing when I left the theaters. I was like, that felt extremely arbitrary to me.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm down with that. Anyways. Yeah. And on that note.
On that note, are we done? We're done, yo.
Look at that.
I want to eat my peanuts, guys.
You're right. You're like, I've been waiting. I've been waiting almost 40 minutes to finish my peanuts. Awesome. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Again, if you can go to seedandspark.com/heartbabyeggplan and support my project, it'll be up for the next month. I'm probably going to plug it for the next four episodes. So thanks.
I've only got one episode to say, patreon.com/geekbomb.
Do it.
And shopwhat.com. Check out my clothes.
Sweet. And if you want to email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Subscribe to us, rate us, and share us with your friends on whatever you listen to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify. I think that covers it. Whatever. You know. You know what you're listening to us on. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maud Garrett. I forgot to say Ladies Night because someone DM'd me about Ladies Night.
Nah.
I'll tell you what, though. Sunday morning's my favorite thing because someone got drunk enough on Saturday night to confess their feelings for me.
I was that drunk.
I bet it was Tom White Wine Mind Dago Krayaski. Anyway. Thanks for listening.
Oh, thank you, Bonu. You need to know that even though Tom and Allison miss 98% of your puns, this guy is fucking loving them. Kill it on HHHH. Always glad another Aussie crashes it overseas.
Boom. Yay. Done. Thank you all. Good night. Star Bands Audio.
A podcast network.